Is being exclusive the same as being boyfriend and girlfriend? The girl I'm seeing doesn't think so.
Well, basically, what is going on there that you see a lot, or at least I see a lot just because of what I do, is that oftentimes women will get a guy to agree to be exclusive. In other words, he can only have sex with her, and she supposedly can only have sex with him. But oftentimes, what you really see is like she ties him up and gets him to be exclusive while she still kind of is advertising that she's potentially a free agent. Maybe there's another guy she really likes and was hoping it would work out with him, but it isn't. And so she's kind of keeping herself available for that potentiality or that iron in the fire to finally become hot enough that something happens. And then she can go, "Oh, well, I met somebody else and I don't want to see you anymore." And, it just kind of happened. And so that's what's going on. She's wanting to lock you up sexually, exclusively. But she's not into you enough to where she's proud to tell everybody that, "Oh, this is my boyfriend. We're in a relationship." So she wants to keep you on the down lows. So from that perspective, I agree with the girl. It's not the same thing. She's trying to lock you down and have you commit to her sexually, while in essence, she lets everybody else assume that she's single. And so if that's the case, then you got to say, "Hey, well, if you're going to act like you're in essence still a free agent, then I'm going to do the same thing." And then if one or both of us decide to sleep with somebody else, then we can inform you after the fact, because that's what she's asking for. So if she's expecting to lock you down sexually, but she wants to keep her options open, it's like, well, that's got to be a two-way street. So if a girl says that to you, you need to say, "Well, what do you mean? What are you saying here? Because if you want to lock me down to exclusivity, but you don't want to tell people that we're dating or we're in a relationship, then why should we be exclusive? Because if you want to be exclusive, that means you want me all to yourself. But if you want me all to yourself, but you don't want anybody else to know, then that tells me that you're not at the point where you want to introduce me to everybody as your boyfriend. And if you don't feel that way, it's like, why would I want to be exclusive with you? Let's just be friends with benefits and see what happens.
But yet again, he probably hasn't asked the question either. So if he knows he hasn't asked her to be his girlfriend, then what is he really expecting?
Well, that is the woman's department. It is the woman's job, because feminine energy is bonding, connecting, opening up to receive love, family, dating, relationships, nesting, having kids, the whole nine yards. A man's job in the courtship really is just to create an opportunity for sex to happen. Because all relationships start as casual affairs. You go out on one date, you have a good time together. Most women are going to sleep with a guy by the second or the third date. And if dudes follow what's in my book, then typically by week six or seven, the girl's going to be in love and be bringing up exclusivity. In other words, she's going to feel that she wants to be exclusive, and not just exclusive sexually, but she wants to be boyfriend and girlfriend, and she's cool with everybody knowing that. And so if this, because it sounds like, because I've seen this question a lot, and it's almost 100% of the time, what I see is it's the girl that's bringing it up. She wants the guy to be exclusive, but she's like wants to keep their relationship on the down low and not tell everyone. And all that tells me is that her interest is high enough to want to be exclusive with him, but it's not high enough to the point where she wants to tell the world. So in other words, she hasn't made the decision in her mind that she wants to be boyfriend, girlfriend. She wants to continue to explore other options. Kind of, it's like monkey branching. It's like she wants to hold on to him and keep him all to herself while she looks around to see if Chet Thundercock or somebody else, or a guy an ex maybe, or another dude comes back or becomes available if he's dating somebody else, that kind of thing. So that's what's really going on. So this is where asking good quality questions comes in. Is like, what do you mean? And so in that case, because again, I see this question all the time, and it's always the women that are doing this to the dudes. And the guys are like, "Wait a minute, we're exclusive, but we're not boyfriend, girlfriend. And you don't want me to say anything. You don't want to put Facebook status." It's like, what? So she's trying to lock you up so she can explore other possibilities. And then if she finds somebody she likes better, she can just go, oh, hey, there's something missing. There's no chemistry. There's no spark. I want to date other people, or I don't want to be exclusive anymore. And then she can just dip to the other guy.
Yeah. It's just confusing to me, because if they had the conversation about being exclusive, which obviously they both agreed to that, wouldn't that same conversation like pop in that question, like, oh, so do you want to be girlfriend and boyfriend?
Yeah, that's why it's come up, is because she wants to be exclusive, but she does not want to be boyfriend, girlfriend.
Oh, okay.
She doesn't want anybody to know. She doesn't want to put it on Facebook. She doesn't want to show, you know, pictures of the two of them on Instagram. And it's usually because she wants to lock him up while she explores to see if she can find somebody better, or the other guy that she really liked comes back, that kind of thing.
Oh, okay. That makes more sense. Well, in that case, then, like you said, just tell her, like, hey, if you don't want to be boyfriend, girlfriend, then I'm going to do my thing.
Yeah, you do your thing, I'll do mine, and you know, may the best girl win.
Mm-hmm. Be like, I'll let you know if something happens.
Yeah. And, you know, unfortunately, I see a lot of guys agreeing to that.
Mm-hmm.
And then afterwards, they're always like, it doesn't seem right. It doesn't feel right. Because other things come up where, like, they're, you know, in their peer group or their social group. And even though they may be fucking like rabbits, it's like she kind of keeps her distance, doesn't kind of want anybody to know that they're really hanging out.
Mm-hmm.
And then the dude gets in uncomfortable situations. We can't hold hands. We can't kiss in front of other people because we're worried about what they think. It's like, well, why would I want to be exclusive to you?
Right.
You in essence, you want to treat me just like any one of the other guys that you may be dating and hooking up with that I don't know about.
Mm-hmm.
And so if you're a free agent, then I'm a free agent.
Right. It just sounds like friends with benefits with boundaries. Maybe she just wants
boundaries to beneficial to her.
Yeah. Maybe she just doesn't want to catch any STDs, so she wants to make sure he's not doing anything with anyone else.
Yeah, but at the end of the day, she is not into him enough and not proud of him enough.
Right.
And
it's just a booty call.
She doesn't want to announce to the world that this is her boyfriend, because she doesn't feel, at least at that moment in time, that he is there yet, or she may feel that he might not get there.
Right.
In other words, she might not get to the point where she wants to be boyfriend, girlfriend.
Mm-hmm.
And so pretty much every instance I've seen of that, it's always the girl wants to tie the guy down while she looks to monkey branch with somebody else, or keep the options open in case some other guy comes back, or some other guy finally gets his head out of his ass and, you know, makes a move on her.
Yeah.
The bottom line is she doesn't want to be exclusive with you. In a relationship.
Mm-hmm.
And if she's not proud enough of you to be boyfriend, girlfriend, then it's like, why agree to that?
Yeah.
She wants to explore other options, so you should be able to do the same thing. And then if one of you or both of you find somebody else, then you just say, it's one simple conversation. Hey, I met somebody else. I met somebody that I have more chemistry with.
It's selfish, and you're wasting your time. For her, it's like she's wasting her time, because I think personally, if you're bouncing off of multiple people, when are you ever going to be able to actually truly fall for someone? You know,
when she feels it.
True.
Because you guys go off of what you feel.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter what a good dude you are, or how good you are in bed. If she doesn't feel that she wants you as her boyfriend, then she'll keep you tied up.
And you know, I feel like it happens quickly. You'll know when that's your person. And if you guys have been doing this exclusivity for a while, you're definitely not her person.
At least not yet. You haven't stimulated her emotionally yet to where she's like, I got to have him all to myself. I want to have his babies.
Or maybe you're like the last option and everyone else is just not worth it. And then she's like, oh, okay, I'll just stick with you. You don't want to be that either. So go do your thing.
Yes, women will marry guys they're not in love with. I wrote about one in my book. I was on a cruise with my business partner. We were, it was the television station that we did a lot of advertising on. Took us on this like the tour of four countries in Europe. And there was a very well-known doctor and his wife, who was, I don't know, 10, 15 years younger, and she was a model. She was really beautiful. And he was kind of like this very successful, but he was kind of a dork. And she told me the whole story. She's like, yeah, I was with my husband for 7 years before I fell in love with him. I was like, what? I was like, you married this guy? And he had seen her in the street and made a beeline for her and asked her out. And she's like, no, she didn't want anything to do with him. He was persistent. She gave the number. He called her. She said no. He called again. Eventually, she said yes. And the guy was totally focused on his own interest.
Mm-hmm.
He did not, it never crossed his mind to think, does this girl even like me? Does right. she really care for me? He assumed because she was there that she felt the same way. And meanwhile, he eventually proposed. They got married. They had several kids together. And like I said, we were on this, I mean, she said she was in love with him then, but like for the first 7 years, like she didn't love him at all. Mm-hmm. And the guy had no idea. And he probably still doesn't have an idea to this day. And so what was interesting is that that cruise was like back in 2001. And I remember I was in Orlando, I think it was like 2008, 2009. And I was on Match.com and her picture came up. So at some point they ended up splitting up.
Mm-hmm.
And, but like I said, that guy, he, you know, that's the danger when you only focus on how you feel about the girl. And most men can't tell whether the women are really into her or not. They just assume she says yes, she's with me. She's got to mm-hmm. she's got to feel it. But men don't realize is that happens more often than not, is that women will settle too. They'll marry a guy that they're not in love with.